Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for coming to my talk. I'm a graduate student in Washington State University. Is the voice okay? Northwestern Washington Research and Extension Center. I have learned about your research in the last day and a half, and now it's time for me to share my study with you. And as you can tell from my title, I have to stand here. As you can tell from my title that I am trying to promote the productivity and on-farm efficiencies in red raspberry system established as tissue culture plants, tissue culture transplants by using biodegradable plastic mulches. And Washington State is a national leader of processing red raspberry. In last year, Washington State produced around 32 million kilograms of processing red raspberry. And within that, Whatcom County, Northwest Washington, produced over 97% of state production, making my research extremely important as it is being conducted there. Pacific Northwest red raspberry growers are increasingly utilizing the tissue culture transplants, as tissue culture technique is an aseptic technique that allows the nursery to generate numerous plants in a small scale. However, the growers find the tissue culture plants are hard to establish relative to traditional planting materials, making them a weak competitor with weeds. From previous study, polyethylene mulch has been used in annual vegetable and strawberry production system for many years, as it can control the weeds, modify the soil temperature and moisture, and increase the yield. However, there are some problems that are associated with polyethylene mulch, such as mulch removal and disposal. Biodegradable plastic mulches are manufactured with different feedstocks and additives relative to traditional relative to polyethylene mulches, and it is engineered to biodegrade in the soil by microbial activity, and it has a potential to reduce the plastic waste generation. And biodegradable plastic mulches have been evaluated in vegetable production system and strawberry production system for many years and show their potential application in the commercial settings. And why do we consider about biodegradable plastic mulches in red raspberry, a perennial system? First, there are a few studies that have been exploring the biodegradable plastic mulches in the red raspberry and grape, and those are perennial crops, and the results are promising. And secondly, if you are a typical red raspberry grower in Pacific Northwest, you would grow the plants with bare soil cultivation, which requires hand weeding and herbicide application. Instead of using polyethylene mulch, by using biodegradable plastic mulches, have the potential to reduce the labor and cost associated with the polyethylene mulch removal and disposal. And overall, it may promote on-farm efficiencies. Ruralian nematodes is an important plant parasite in red raspberry production system in Pacific Northwest, and it is a primary reason that growers fumigate the soil, and to our knowledge, there is no study that has been explored the Ruralian nematodes dynamics under plastic culture. So based on those, we hypothesized that biodegradable plastic mulches would provide a cost-effective way to improve establishment of raspberry planted as tissue culture transplants, thereby increasing the yield and on-farm profitability. So to do it, my research was established in Whatcom County in a commercial red raspberry farm in May 2017. I have 6 treatments, including 4 biodegradable plastic mulches, 1 polyethylene mulch, and a bare ground control, which is growers' standard practice. This is my experimental design. The field is 0.32 hectare. It is a randomized complete block design, including 4 treatments replicated 5 times. Each plot is 36 meters. We blocked across the row to control the soil variation. The field was broadcast fumigated in September 2016. And the cultivar we are using is weak field, which is exclusively produced through tissue culture. The objectives of the study are studying the mulch impact on plant growth, fruit yield, weed incidence, rodent nematodes populations, and soil temperature and moisture. Given this is a mulch study, both mulch surface and in-soil degradation are being assessed. Now we are getting into the data collection where I will integrate the material method and results. I have four categories of data. Due to the interest of time, I will share part of the data today. And let's start with the plant. I know you are a great horticulturalist. I would like to give you a little bit more background information of the raspberry, the florican raspberry that I'm growing. The roots are perennial and the shoots are, or the kings are biennial, which means that there are two types of kings on one plant. The first year growth is purely vegetative growth. It's called primary kings. After the winter, the first year growth primary king will become the florican that will bear the fruit in the second year. And this is this picture shows how we collect the plant growth data. The man with the brown rain gear is counting the numbers of primary king in each plant as primary king numbers. And the man dressing in black, which is me, is measuring the highest leaf tip as primary king height. This is the primary king height data in last year. The y-axis here is the primary king height in centimeters. The x-axis here is the date. We start seeing difference between treatments only 1 month after the mulch application. And at end of the growing season on October 27, 2017, we found that the average primary king height across mulch treatments was 36 centimeters higher than bare ground control. We also found a positive trend in the primary king numbers. The y-axis here is the primary king numbers per plant. The x-axis here is the date. At the end of the growing season, we found that the average primary king numbers across the mulch treatments was 5 more than bare ground control. The second data I have here is the pest, which includes weeds and rodent nematodes populations. This is a cumulative weed number in last year. The weeds were clipped by me from 1 square meter region monthly, and the y-axis here is the weed number per square meter region, and the x-axis here is the date. Although the growers hand-weeded the bare ground plots 3 times during the growing season, we still found the bare ground had a significantly higher weed number than mulch treatments. This is the rodent nematodes data. The rodent nematodes were extracted from the soil and the roots that were collected by me and my lab members. And the y-axis, The first column here is the treatment. And the second column here is the rodent nematodes populations. And it's a baseline, which means that the rodent nematodes were extracted from the soil that were collected before plantation. And last two columns here are rodent nematodes population in the roots. We only share the roots data here as roots, the rodent nematode population in roots is the best indicator of the infestation levels, and we didn't find any difference between treatments of rodent nematodes populations in the roots. The last data category I have here is mulch degradation, which has personal soil exposure, that is mulch surface degradation, and in-soil degradation, which is a meshback study was established this April, and we will continue collecting the meshbacks until next October. And this is personal soil exposure. Personal soil exposure was visually assessed by me twice per month. The data is almost a calendar year, and the y-axis here is the personal soil exposure. The x-axis here is the date. We start seeing difference between treatments after July 14th, and the raspberry growers, they trained the plants around mid-March this year, and before the raspberry training, the average personal soil exposure for polyethylene mulch was 2.6. However, it ranged from 67 to 81% for biodegradable plastic mulches. And after the raspberry training, the polyethylene mulch was removed and about degradable plastic mulches were disturbed, so the personal soil exposure for them were ranged from 90 to 95%. So in conclusion, the plants grown with biodegradable plastic mulches and PE mulch had a greater permeating height and pricking numbers than bare ground control, and the mulch treatment successfully controlled the weeds, so there is no hand weeding was needed. Overall, biodegradable plastic mulches and polyethylene mulch performed well in raspberry system established as tissue culture transplants. However, it remains to be determined if the mulch could be available for the grower when I have the EU data by the end of August. I would like to thank my research team, thank the people and the growers that helped me during the research, thank the funding resources from commissions and the materials from manufacturers. And this is my reference. Within that, I am open to questions. Thank you. Yes, sir. The question is, did I cut the cane in the fall, and what is the regrowth? So this is a Florican raspberry, so we planted the tissue culture transplant, so the first year growth is purely vegetative growth. We didn't cut it. And we cooperated with the grower, so it's a commercial farm. They kind of selected to prune the plants, so this we didn't cut to the crown. The question is, I have the regrowth of the primary cane. We will measure, based on last year data, in September we have the highest primary cane height, so we will measure again the primary cane that were grown from this year in September. Okay. Yes?
Explain to me your planting system. Did you plant the plants and then put the mulch, or did you put the mulch and plant the plants through the mulch?
So the question is, did I apply the mulch before plantation or after plantation? So we apply the mulch first with the modified mulch layer, then plant the plants. Yes? The question is, what's the weed management strategy for the second year? And as you, if you remember the data in the personal soil exposure, that second year, mid-March, the grower trained the plant. The person after the training, the person saw exposure for biodegradable plastic mulches were ranged from 90 to 95%, which means it's almost bare ground. And the strategy is the same to the bare ground, with industry standard, hand herbicide application. Yeah. Yes, yes. The question is, I have thicker biodegradable mulches, but have a higher personal soil exposure than the thinner one. And as you can see here, I have, there's no pointer, but you can see I have a box there, seven wind events in October and November, and the wind disturbed some of the mulches, and that results. You can see there's a dramatic increase of the person's soil exposure. That's a cause.
Any more questions?
How about more questions? I still have time.
Still
have
a
minute. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, question here.
If I can ask, are you able to say anything about yield at this point?
The question is, how about our yield? It's really great. When we wrote the proposal, we think if the yield can be 10% more, that would be great. And actually, we have 10 harvests today. Today is a 10th harvest. A technician is helping me. Before this harvest, I have not harvested and analyzed them. If I'm correct, the yield was ranged from 20 to 30% more. It's a lot, and it's a lot. It's really promising, and there's a statistical difference between bare ground and mulch treatments.
Thank you.
Yes. The question, did I do any analysis of plant loss in the bare ground? That's a great question. We didn't, but from my observation, we did notice that bare ground has had more plant loss than mulched treatments. And the grower, they need replanted either last year, or I noticed they replanted some this year.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.